No other way. Okay, 1 minute. Quarter to, yeah. Okay, let's go. Okay, we're going to go to Isaiah in the Maimon. Try to get a little bit more down to earth. Okay, so he says, in the Alpia, I'm early ill, based on what's explained earlier in Siv Dalit, Shateich and Klolus Hem Shechilula, that the whole general aspect of the previous Rebbe's Maimon is Benegel Avedus Ha'odim, is all about Avedus Ha'odim. The whole Maimon basically speaks about the Jew creating a Mishkan within himself, right? So he says in the original Basi Lagani, he explains that you have to be Karbonis, be Makriv, the Nefshabamis, and the Ruch Shtus, and all, basically it's all about the Jew making the Iker Shechina V'Tachdeinu Maisa. Was, and to bring it back within us and generally in the world. V'zeo Mamshach Bamayim, no, it's already moving, Shagama Meduber, this Parei, even what's spoken about Parei, Shaykh Avedus Ha'odim is also Shaykh and Avedus Ha'odim. I, Parei, is evil, but even that aspect of Parei also is an Avedah. This is still Chav Gimel, I just skipped a bunch. I move and Shemeduba, this Parei, Shaykh Avedus Ha'odim. Zel Mamshach Ba Maimer, this is what the Friedrich Rebbe continues in the Maimer. Asher Kmei, Ken Yashin Gam, Ba Avedah B'chol Echad, V'echad B'bali Asokim, V'yeshev Eil. So it is also an Aveda, whether a person is Bal Esek, meaning a person in business, or Yeshivayil, one who sits and learns, Umavayin explains, the Babali Asokim, in other words, there's a level of Pari evil in business aspect, and there's a level of Pari in Kedusha even. It says, what's the Pari of Bali Asokim of business people? When they think, when a person says, oh, it's my power, my strength, or like we said, my thievery, that this is what creates my wealth. You know, it's me, it's all me doing it. Even though the person knows and believes, even though the person, push comes to shove, he knows it all comes from Hashem. Hashem gives him the ability to do whatever he does. And the Birchas Hashem Ita'ashit. And the Brach of Hashem is what gives you Parnasim. Not only that, every time in business he mentions Baruch Hashem, you know, he mentions everything about Hashem. Mikamakim, nevertheless, that's all what he says externally. Mikamakim, nevertheless, Hu Cheshiv the Kechiv Aitzim Yadahainu Chachmasi Amdalei. It's still me doing it. Yeah, Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Hashem. But nevertheless, the guy thinks that this is the Parei, the Klipa, that exists in business people that needs to be eradicated. Klipa Parei has to be eradicated. When it comes, when everything is great, he'll be have the chutzpah in his existence. He thinks, basically, in simple English, I am God's gift to the world. This is what the person thinks. I'm such a wonderful person, fantastic. I'm, you know, healthy, wealthy, and wise. I'm unbelievably brilliant. It's all, I'm, as he said, but that pearl is the clip of pottery. One second. The Rebbe Marash explains in the Hemshech HaMayim Rabbim, the Pasuk says, you have to thank Hashem. Hashem will bless you in everything you do. Pirush, when you remember that it's really Avay Elokecha, who anes in l'chokoyach lasis choyl. It's He that's giving you the koyach to do it. It's not you at all. You are just a microphone or an axe to chop the wood. He says, when a person realizes, what does the Pasuk say? When a person comes to the realization that it's only Hashem, he is not God's gift to the world. It's Hashem is giving you the brach, and that's what makes the parnasa. then it be then tak you get a bracha b'chol asher tasa. Why? Because then you're a proper keli. Yo, 1 second. Vinyan aimei b'chol. It says b'racha shemel kach b'chol asher tasa. Everything you do, pirushi kol mashi yase. Not he says b'chol asher tasa. In everything that you do, it should be the good l'teva hatzlocha. You have like this. A person can make a lot of money, yeah? But then he'll end up spending it on leaky roofs or doctor bills, God forbid, or something. So yeah, I'm making a tons of money, but where's it going? So the ultimate bracha is birchas Hashem itashin. In other words, not only you get the money, but the money should go in the right places. That's when a person is a keli telukus. And it could be shetiatzloch, you say the gambasi is dover the cotton. It could be you could do stupid little thing, so to speak. You could buy a lottery ticket, and you could get unbelievable money. Okay, but omnom kasher ayvelus adam to save darki. When the foolishness of a person will make his path crooked, meaning leilech acher rabbeis hamachshav shebelev ish. Following not what Hashem wants us to do, but like it says in the Bible, Rabbi is machshav is but batzas Hashem isokum. The person thinks, oh, I got to do this and this and this and the swindle and that whatever. B'shebaglal shereitzel lidames lizulasi. He wants to look like somebody else. He wants to act like a goy acts. He wants to act like somebody else because you have to keep up with the Joneses. Yeah. And he wants very expensive things. It's not at all in the realm of what he's able to handle. Like what happens, people keep up with the Joneses. So you have people have to go there, here, there, there, they buy this, they have this, they buy this, and so on. And the person thinks, how am I going to get it? By making an effort to do it. My hishtadlus, my doing. So he says, Azai, then with that attitude, he says, Loizul bilvat, not only not only do you lose the brach of what Hashem gives you, even more, he loses, he ends up having less Mashahoya arata, what he was supposed to have until now. Until now, meaning when a person's never happy with what they have. Not izo asher semech b'chalkei. Yeah? A person always wants more, 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 more. And not realizing that as much as you're going to get, you're going to get. As much as you're supposed to get, you're going to get. You by hook or by crook, you'll make more money. So God forbid you lose it a different way. You're going to get what you have to get. You have to make a keli, okay? If you mess up the keli, not only are you going to get what you were supposed to get, you're going to get less than what you were supposed to get. Huh? By going for things that you're not supposed to be getting. We'll leave it to your imagination. Huh? Praying is that Hashem should give us what we need to have. Let me ask you a simple question. Who knows better what you and I need? Hashem knows better than what I or you need. No, right? Okay. So Hashem gives us what he thinks we should get.
But sometimes we have to bring it down.
Right? So you have to make a keli. So the keli has to be a kosher or keli. Yeah? But if the person is running after the gashmias and forgets about family and learning and davening and all the other things. So that's not, you're not making a keli. What he's compared to what he has until now. Not only that, you can come to danger, but the inyan shel sakon, you can even come to mamish a dangerous situation. This is what the Rebbe Marash is writing at the beginning of Mayim Rabim, the Hemshech, long Hemshech, the famous Hemshech, the Marash, Mayim Rabim. So he says, Again, all the tears of parnasi, you know, all the flood waters of the world cannot extinguish the fire that a yid has to. So he explains over there that what the Rebbe is saying is, you have people that are running after things that they shouldn't be getting, shouldn't be needing, shouldn't be wanting. You have to make a keli. Then that neighbor gives you what you do. You do a little keli, you're going to get what you need. You don't make any keli, you're not going to get anything. What? Where does all this begin from? From the level of the hanach of keichi ve'itzim yodi. So let's put it this way. The Rebbe is saying over here is, and he says outwardly, the Rebbe is saying a very powerful thing. He's saying outwardly you could say Baruch Hashem, and you know, oh, of course it's a bracha of Hashem, but down deep you think, this is all my doing. I'm a chevreman, you know, I got it done. And you're going running after things that Hashem doesn't want you to have. So what do? You end up messing it up. Not only you don't have, like the Gemara says in Seita, there's all the Gemara about, they mentioned like 10, 15 things, that they wanted something that wasn't theirs. Not only didn't they get what they wanted, they even lost what they had. Adam and Chava and Cain and I mean, all the Gemara is 10, 15 examples of it in the Gemara Seita. Not only don't you get what you wanted, you end up losing what you have. And that's the way. So the Rebbe is explaining, this is the pari, the clip of pari in Bali Esik. Now you have pari in Yeshivayel. You can sit and learn Torah all day. You can still have klipas pari. So it is also by a yeshiv oil. By somebody who sits and learns all day. There could also be a klipas pari. Hagam shalem teira, even though he learns teira. If you're day and he knows you teira, Hashem. He knows it's a Debish teira. He knows it's Hashem's teira. And he makes a bracha betchila nais in hateira. Yeah, the guy knows that it's Hashem's teira. Calls there, hare ev shechalila. With the koyach of teira, he could say something wrong, because this is what he thinks. The Gemara says there was a chacham in the time of the Gemara that was able to be metayer a sheretz but can't time it. A sheretz is a tummy bug. This guy with his brilliance in teira was able to purify it with 150 reasons why it's not pure, why it's not tummy. The bottom line of the Torah says, Tommy. Yeah? So he says, if you don't have the ultimate bittul, you have, what's, again, what's the klipas pari? Pari said, li yoredev ani yasisini. Then I made myself, I made the Nile, everything's me. Yeah? So in Bali Asakum, the klipas pari is keichi ve'itzim yadi. In Torah, you can also have the same thing. With the keich of Torah, his Torah knowledge, he could say something that's mamish against Torah. Huh? It could be samamavis. But the bedugim is bali asakim, similar to the klipa of pari by bali asakim. Dizeh shemaim and shuiz baruch and neis and kerech lasis choyul who etli rabba amuna pshuta blavad. It's only an amuna, but he doesn't reveal the amuna. Again, it's, what does a person do? In learning, Burke could say, oh, this is what I think, this is what I say, this is what I do. Yeah? Or like you had, it's brought down in the stories of the Friedrich Rebbe and this. There are people in later years that would say, okay, the Rambam says this, but I disagree with the Rambam. You know. No, it talks about it in the Friedrich Rebbe Sichas, the way he's, huh? No, in other words, that's he's learning Torah. He's, as they would say, steiging, you know, steiging the whole day, he's working the whole day. But it's the learning is klipa, like you said, sama mavas. Why? That's the party of klipa. When your person learns, I'll give you a number of practical things in this. When a person learns, they have to learn in Torah. What does that Eibishter want? Not what I want. Sometimes a person, let's say, makes a mistake in learning, and he knows he's wrong. But no, for his ego, he's going to fight to prove that he's right. The Torah, again, Pari is Yeshis. When a person learns Torah with Yeshis in Gaiva, it only is going to cause him to do things, Shepa Halacha. In other words, in our language, you can learn Torah all you want, but if you don't learn Chassidus, you're not going to go anywhere. You could learn Torah, you could be a big gadol in Torah, yeah? But the bottom line is, do you believe in God or not? You know, do you believe in Hashem? Do you really believe that Torah is Torah is Hashem and it's not my Torah that I understand and I do and I, you know? It's a very big difference. There was a chassid, Rebbe Rashab, his name was Remendel Chain. Remendel Chain, Nebuch was killed young. He was super brilliant. He was super brilliant in learning. He used to talk a lot with Chaim Brisker, Reb Chaim Ezer, and they were once debating an expression in Rambam. They said one way, and he said, the Rambam doesn't say that, it says another way. So finally they said, let's bring a Rambam, we'll look. They brought a Rambam. Reb Chaim Brisker and Chaim Ezer brought a Rambam. And they saw that the Mendel was right, not them. And they picked up their head. He wasn't there already. He left. He didn't want to be there to say, oh, you see, I'm right. That wasn't the point. The point is not that I have to be right. The point is, what does the Torah Taka say? Not what I want Torah to say. You know, you can have that also. Somebody can ask a Shaila and Aloha, yeah? Or a Chassidim would ask the Rebbe if they could do something. So basically, they ask the Shaila as follows. I want to do it. Can you show me in the book where it says I could do it? That's not Torah. Torah is, I have no opinion. I want to know, what does the Eibishter tell me in Torah? Am I allowed to do it? Am I not allowed to do it? That's the way to ask a Shaila. Not, I want to do it, show me in the book that I won't be going to Gehenna, whatever. You know, show me in the book that I want to do it. That's a terrible attitude. That's not an attitude. That's the attitude of Pari in Torah. I want to do it. I'm a religious Jew. I have to show me that it's right. Okay, so find me a hetter to do it. Achsidim, the same thing with the Rebbe. He used to ask the Rebbe, okay, I want to go here, tell me that I could do it. You know, yeah, we'd ask the Rebbe, should I do it, shouldn't I do it? Just, you don't even have to explain why. I remember Binyamin Klein, one of the Rebbe's secretaries, Oliver Shalom, used to say, you ask the Rebbe a question, should I do something? What are you writing pros and cons for? So why are you writing pros and cons? The Rebbe doesn't know the pros and cons. Ask, should I do it, shouldn't I do it? What do you have to hack a chaynika? A reason I should do it, a reason I shouldn't do it. What's the reason? Ask the Rebbe, should I do it, shouldn't I do it? Don't you think the Rebbe knows the pros and cons better than you do? So why are you writing pros and cons? In other words, when the yeshes of Bala Oil is Klipas Pari, yeshes. What's the yeshes? It's my understanding. I'm a brilliant guy. I understand this way. The problem with that is just say by Bala Sokim. Not only you don't gain, but you lose even what you have. In Torah, you have the same thing. Not only do you get more knowledge in Torah, you lose the Torah that you have. The bittul of Torah that's demanded in order to be a keli for Torah, you have to do Birchas HaTorah. Nathan, what?
Progressive thinking is all about, you know, if it makes sense, we'll bring it to change it. It's exactly what you're saying.
In the realm of humanity, you have to go by if it makes sense or not. When it comes to Torah mitzvahs, it doesn't have to make sense. Because when it comes to Torah mitzvahs, we're supposed to be doing what Hashem wants us to do. Now, if it's Hashem on this Torah, let's say Hashem's understanding, Hashem's chochm, or Hashem's rotzen in mitzvahs, He wants us to do something. It doesn't have to make sense, because the question is, how could it make sense if Hashem's wisdom is infinite and we're tiny nothings? How in the world could we understand it? So it doesn't have to make sense in Torah. Fakert, it doesn't have to make sense. No, but the person, I understand, but I'm saying the person needs to realize that it doesn't make sense. In today's world, if I don't get it, by the way, as the Rebbe was speaking in the Ma'am by Aveda Zara, Aveda Zara doesn't mean you bow down to an idol, a stone, a getchka somewhere. Okay? A person can idolize, they can worship food, they can worship money, they can worship fame. There are people that worship their intellect. It's mamash Aveda Zara. Their intellect, their seichel. In other words, if I understand this way, this is the way it has to be. Maybe not. Maybe you're wrong. No, I'm right. This is the way I understand. See, if you come from a Torah perspective, this is what Torah says. And also, not what you think Torah says, but what Torah Taka says, then that's bittul. When you think that Torah, yeah, but the Rambam says it, and everybody says this way, but I can think something else. It says in the Rishonim, right, in the Mishnah, we know Yochid v'Rabbim, when it's an argument, Rab Meir and the Chachamim, Rab Yudah and the Chachamim, the Loch is like the plural, right, the majority opinion. So it says, why did Rabbi Yudah Nasi put the minority opinion in the Mishnah? If the Loch is anywhere like the majority opinion, so why did he put the minority opinion? So the answer is, because one time a brilliant guy who thinks he's a brilliant chacham, you know, an Einstein, be'enei atzmei, will think, yeah, this is what they say, but they didn't think the way I thought. If they would think like me, they would say a different opinion. So Rabbi Yudah Nasi said, there was a guy who already said like you, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudah, whatever. Yeah, the opposite opinion. And you know something? They were a minority opinion, and it was wrong. Halachically, not wrong, God forbid. But in halacha, in practical halacha, it's wrong. It's Elu Elu Divir Kim Chayim. But in practical halacha, it's wrong. That's why he put it. Similar to what we said, a kid was walking with his father in London, and he saw the Big Ben all the way up there. So he says to his father, why was Big Ben put all the way up there? So he says, I'll tell you why. Because the Jew is going to walk in London, especially a frum Jew, is going to walk in London, and he sees his watch says 3:01, and Big Ben says 3 o'clock. Now, his watch is always right. So he's going to go and move Big Ben to make it 3 o'clock. He's going to move it. Another Jew will come and say, no, it's this time. And so the whole day you'll have Jews changing Big Ben. So you know what they did? They made it out of reach. And this is it. You know what I mean? This is it. Aknishkin Shainik. Everybody has their opinion. There is the Torah opinion. This is what Torah says to do. And like he says, the klipa of Yeshiv Eil is, you could be learning Torah, you could be a brilliant scholar. But if you don't have the, if you have the klipa of Pari, Li Yerev Ani Yisrael, it's all my brilliance, and my goyness, and my, you know, then it's klipa's Pari. Then, like you said, it becomes loizacha, becomes samamavis. In other words, not only is not healing you, it can kill you. It can actually kill you. Yeah, the geschmack of learning is that the Eibishter allows us to understand what we think we understand. Feeling accomplished is good. No, one second. Feeling accomplished is very good. At the same time, the person feels, yeah, I feel good that I learned it, but I really should be doing much better. Yeah, I'm good at my accomplishment. I accomplished. And person, like we learned, bittul doesn't mean I'm a nothing, nothing, nothing. That's an idiot. It's an idiot. I'm nobody, I'm nobody. You know, the two people were fighting, who's more bittul? You know, I'm a... Finally, another guy walks in and says, I'm also bittul. So they do teach him to say, hey, look who also thinks he's bittul. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm bittul, I'm bittul, I'm bittul. That's an idiot. Bittul means I know exactly who I am. I know exactly what I accomplished. I know exactly what I know in learning. But no, that's all Shemayim. And it really is based on what I have. I should be much, much better. So yes, it's a sense of accomplishment, but that's kinesav from Taiba Chachma. Jealousy in Kedusha is good because then it propels you to do more.
Huh?
Competing himself against himself.
They do that, Rabbi.
Compete against yourself. I learned, but you know what? I really should be learning more in quality and in quantity.
That you use kinesuffering against yourself.
Yes.
Yeah, they do that.
Compared to what I am and what I should be. Yeah. Now it's easier when somebody else is doing it. Obviously.
So nowadays, it has to make sense if the government, people who are in Torah and they're studying Torah, if they don't present themselves, that it makes sense, people who don't have that level of emuna cannot digest it.
It's always been like that.
You have to make it sense. You have to, because the Eibishter allows us to understand it. But at the same time, we have to understand. Okay, kavod es avicha ves imecha. Yeah, it's a logical mitzvah.
Yes,
I know. Don't ask kids that question. They'll tell you whoever wrote that made a mistake. It should be kavod es banecha ves bnei secha. Okay. It's a logical mitzvah. Yeah?
Yeah.
And if it's not logical, you won't keep it.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's not what Kabbalah Sivicha Mecha means. The Eibishter didn't say Kabbalah Sivicha Mecha because. It doesn't say anywhere in Torah. Kabbalah Sivicha Mecha because. Then, if it's a because, and the because doesn't apply, so then the mitzvah doesn't apply. In the practical language, an abusive parent, yeah, they have nothing to do with the kid, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Is there a mitzvah kabbis avicha simecha? Do they still have a mitzvah kabbis avicha simecha? 100%. They have a mitzvah kabbis avicha simecha. When the parent dies, God forbid, they have to sit shiva. That's out of respect to the parent. It doesn't make sense. And the people that took me in and fed me and raised me. Okay? Some people say, so that's such a parent. The original one is like a sperm donor. But it's not a father. Father is the one that raised you. In Seichel, you're right. In Seichel, it's 100% correct. But it doesn't have to make sense. The Torah doesn't say, because they were nice to you. Then they understood. If they're not nice to you, they abused you, you don't have to honor them. Well, like I said, don't steal. Yeah? So if it's logically correct to steal, I'll steal. Torah doesn't say don't steal because. There's not one positive, not one, even the mitzvah ben adam l'chaveru, the logical ones, yeah? Nowhere does the Torah give any reason for any mitzvah. That doesn't mean there is no reason. Hashem wants us to understand it. Mishpatim. Eila Mishpatim, right after Matan Torah, is Eila Mishpatim. Hashem wants us to understand it. But that's not the basis and fundamental aspect of it is we do it because Hashem said so, not because we understand it. And same thing in learning. I told you many times this. When I was a little kid in Chicago, how old was I? 9, 10, in school over there. We had a Rebbe, not a chassid at all. You learn Gemara, kids always say, Rebbe, the Gemara doesn't make sense. It's common. Rebbe, the Gemara doesn't make sense. So this guy, I'll never forget, that was, fifth grade, sixth grade. If a kid said, Rabbi, the Gemara doesn't make sense, he'd get out of class. He threw him out of class for 1 minute. Called him back in. He said, I want you to know, the Gemara makes sense, you don't. Coming from a Misnagad was pretty good in those years. He said, the Gemara makes sense, you don't. Don't say the Gemara doesn't make sense, say I don't make sense. No, it's a very, I still remember it, you know what I mean? It had an impression on us. Okay.